It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Our next guest states that most people who suffer from chronic pain learn very quickly that total reliance on painkillers is not the answer. Now, we have author of Living Well with Chronic Pain, Dr. Lisa Leal, and she's going to give us some strategies on how you can relieve your chronic pain through changing your lifestyle and diet. Welcome, Dr. Lisa. Now, what are the current statistics right now on, you know, the substance abuse and pain relievers, you know, that's happening so much that we really need to look at your lifestyle and diet?
Oh, there are some shocking, shocking statistics when it comes to overtaking medications that are actually, some of them are prescribed by individuals. We've had many deaths alone in the United States, North America, and we have to understand that there are over 100 million people in the United States that suffer from chronic pain. So it's an idea of looking at how can we concentrate on the relief and helping people overcome pain that may have lost their way. Doesn't mean that they're not suffering from pain. It's what can we do to take less medication and, if possible, take no medication at all.
I love that idea. Absolutely. Now, in your book, Living Well with Chronic Pain, you go through four foundations, but I also know the four different ways of attacking and helping you with chronic pain, but I really want to focus today on what we can do at home. What are the supplements and maybe even herbs that we can take to help you relieve chronic pain?
Oh, I always share with patients, it's like, we have to learn about our anti-inflammatory foods. And if you don't like the foods, let's take a look at supplementation. And if we can do both, even better. And some of the anti-inflammatory foods that I always recommend patients is that, you know, the more color and the darker those colors and richness of those colors are, those are probably better for you. And those are your berries. You know, berries, I always recommend, pineapple is one of my go-to. When I'm not feeling good, pineapple as a major anti-inflammatory food is my go-to. For dinner, asparagus is a phenomenal one. If we're looking at supplementation, that's chondroitin, that is supplements like arnica, turmeric. There are many things out there outside of the things that you normally hear, which is chondroitin and glucosamine, that we can learn to take and help and decrease our inflammation.
Now you're an integrative doctor, isn't that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, so then, you know, we can also seek out doctors who know, just like you do, because I deal with a lot of patients with pain issues, and we use natural formulas, which is awesome. I love the fact that you really focus on food, because food can definitely be our medicine. It can also be the problem. You know, we eat too much sugar and dairy and gluten products that are pro-inflammatory. What other foods can you share that we can eat that are anti-inflammatory?
Well, anti-inflammatory foods, and I always share with people, is that if it tastes good, you probably need to spit it out. What we have to do is we have to learn to change our taste buds. And, you know, I'm one of those. I used to like 2 pieces of chocolate cake when I was at my most ill moments. Well, what happened to that? I ended up being 202 pounds, which did not help the disease process or my ability to walk or my ability to think, because that all makes you not feel good. So what can we do to have a balanced diet? So I always share with people, when you're sitting down at a restaurant or you're making a meal, what is a better choice? Really think about it. If you're wanting scrambled eggs, how about egg whites? If you're wanting ice cream, what about yogurt? What are simple transitions still feel the satisfaction of your desire of that craving and still have an anti-inflammatory causation in your body on a cellular level?
Do you think that this is really a lifelong change? I believe in lifelong changes, but for chronic pain that people go through these ups and downs, is it a lifelong change?
It is a lifelong commitment, and I always share with people is that when patients come in and they're crying and they've been in severe pain for many years and they come to visit, I always ask them, if it takes 5 years to get you there, are you willing to commit to it? And if they say yes, I'll put it out to 10 years. It took me 15 years to learn to run again. And that's not only from just being able to put one step in front of the other, it's also being able to understand what my body can do and what it is not able to do at the moment. And that's what I call stretch goals. The first goal was learning to walk. Then it was, what if I could learn how to ski again? What if I could do a 5K? What if we could do a triathlon? Learning to dream again helps culminate the neurochemical reaction in your body and your brain to desire to want more. And that's what I'm asking my patients and the readers and listeners out there is, what do you want for you?
That's very good. And, you know, we forget to ask our patients, don't we, in fact? And we think about, okay, I'll get rid of my pain. That's the first thing. But really, let's stretch our goals out there, just like what you're saying, is what else can we do to help us? Now, I know that in my practice, I also have different kinds of modalities, physical therapy modalities. And one of the new items I've got is actually one that's light therapy, using LED light to reduce inflammation and pain. Have you ever looked at that at all?
Yes, we have about 20 lasers in our office. I've
okay,
enjoyed
good.
Laser therapy. Laser therapy has been out there for decades, and I actually really started in dentistry is where I first acknowledged it. That's why our practice is actually a Meridian Medical Dental Healthcare. It is an integrated practice that we love technology, and there are some patients that will find something out that may be just in the early beta site testing, and I want to be that beta site test to learn and find out things and how we can help our patients even more.
Tell us how laser works and why light therapy can be one of the best ways for you to get some relief.
Well, LED lights are built on a specific frequency, and that frequency is what affects us on a cellular level. If we can think of a bridge, and as you're walking down that bridge, and all of a sudden, let's pretend that that bridge is widening as we're walking down that pathway. Similar to what happens in chronic pain. Chronic pain is a bridge that stays open and it does not close, but we can narrow the bridge. So what light therapy does is that it works on the chemical reactions of our sodium, calcium, and our NMDA receptors that helps to decrease the opening of that bridge so that we can get across, have enough room to get across, and enough room to help decrease that inflammatory reaction that is occurring to stop the pain.
How often do you need to get laser therapy, LED therapy, to get some relief? Can it be after one treatment?
Some patients may find some relief after one treatment. However, I found that treatment in a 3-week, 6-week, or 12-week segment will be very helpful for them. And then that's something where they may have a flare-up or an exacerbation because maybe they did too much because now they're feeling better. And that's one of the things we all battle as healthcare providers is that patients start to feel good, then they overdo it, and then we come back to not square one, but we could be at further along in the pathway. So that is really individually dependent on where that patient is.
I find that that's really helpful. So combination. So you believe, you know, from your book, we've got to make sure that we make the changes and change our lifestyle, change our diet. We've talked a lot about how nutrition has a big part on reducing inflammation. We got 30 seconds left. What can we do today? One more last tip you can give us.
Choose your attitude. And when you choose your attitude, be an example for others. Connect and contribute by being that example. Fake it till you make it. Fake it till you become it. And become that person who is living well.
Living well. That's right. Live well with chronicpain.com. That's where you can get our book and find out more about Dr. Lisa Leal. Thank you so much for being on our show, Dr. Lisa. Okay, I've also put the link on Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.